David Cobb, I think most KPFA listeners are familiar with Jill's platform now, with the Green New Deal, the peace offensive, and the idea that we don't need no friggin' wall. We just need to stop invading other countries. But what they may not understand is the significance of the 5% goal, the goal of getting 5% nationally in this election. Can you explain that?
Yes, and first we have to understand that if the Green Party receives 5% of the overall vote nationally, we will qualify for a minimum of $10 million for a matching fund for the next election cycle. The Stein-Baraka campaign will finish this campaign probably raising somewhere between $4 to $5 million. So imagine starting a campaign with more money than we raised for this entire election cycle. That's what we're talking about. And it's not just about the money. It's also about the apparatus and institution building. Because we are running a campaign to guarantee being on the ballot in the next election cycle. Each state has different ballot access laws. But we are focusing our effort, focusing our energy, focusing our candidate time on those states where we can maintain ballot access. So the point I'm making is that the Green Party's strategy is about building an apparatus for the future. We're not merely a protest vote. We're a movement vote. We are preparing to take and exercise state power. We know that this struggle must be protracted. This cannot happen in just one election cycle. You know, Pacifica listeners know very well, and I'll say it out loud, that a political revolution is absolutely necessary in this country. But a political revolution cannot be run, R-U-N, in just one election cycle. And a political revolution cannot be won, W-O-N, by any one candidate or two candidates, no matter how good she or they are. A real political revolution requires sustained effort over time, an understanding of how power operates, an understanding of the historic moment that we're in, an understanding of a shared political analysis around race and gender and class and sexual orientation, an understanding of social, political, and economic institutions. You see, the Green Party is a serious, credible, revolutionary force, and I'm inviting Pacifica listeners to think about the Green Party differently than they may have before this campaign.
As a bunch of tree huggers. Right. I mean, like a lot of
people. And there's worse things to hug than trees.
Good point. Like maybe Wall Street and the military industrial complex. But I want to know, the $10 million, would it go into the party's infrastructure?
That money would be available for the candidate and the party, for the party's convention and the party's nominee. So there are multiple ways that Green Party would be able to leverage that 5%, and we would be able to leverage it.
A lot of the complaints about the Green Party are that it doesn't spend enough time and money on its local infrastructure, on local party building, local elections, that it just runs a candidate for president every 4 years. You and I know that's true.
Well, let's first actually dispel that. Yeah. The reality is that there are approximately 400,000 registered Greens and Green Party members across this country. The second thing is that there have been thousands, literally thousands of Green Party local candidates in the last 8 years. The Greens have elected hundreds of people to office at the local level. And Greens win about 34% of the time that we run in local elections. So please do not allow Pacifica to repeat a myth that the corporate media creates. The Green Party is actually very involved in local elections, and Greens are very involved in multiple movements for peace, justice, democracy, and ecology across this country. The problem has been that Greens have not been seen being green. But Greens are usually on the front lines of most of the social justice and social change efforts in this country.
Yeah, as Yandigo said at Davis today, the Green Party is a party of activists.
There's no doubt. The Green Party is a party of social change.
And that was David Cobb, campaign manager for the Stein-Baraka campaign. In Berkeley, for Pacifica, KPFA Radio, I'm Ann Garrison.